News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on a Monday morning. It is Monday, January 18th, 2021. It is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the U.S. of A. And so we are going to tailor our guest to that important topic. We have on the news line this morning, Amy Davis is here, coordinator of the Center for Diversity and Inclusion at Susquehanna University. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fabulously. Thank you so much for checking in. And Sharif Hashim is on the line, director of athletics at Susquehanna University. Am I saying your name right? I might have to start out with an apology. Sharif, good morning.
Good morning. No, that was perfect. Thank you.
I do appreciate that. Thank you both for checking in. We're going to talk about the university's Martin Luther King Week activities. You're both on the planning committee. So there are a number of events coming up this week. Let's start out with the schedule. We'll do the schedule first and last and talk about maybe the why in between. So first, the schedule. What is coming up this week?
Yeah, we have some pretty great events this week, and many of them that are open to the community, and we really hope folks will join us. To begin on Tuesday at 7 p.m., we have Convocation, which features our keynote, Latasha Brown, and that link will be made available on the SESCO website in another day or so, and folks can join us for a webinar-style event. And then we also have on Wednesday our interfaith service led by our chaplain, Scott Kirshner. Again, another event that folks will be able to join as a webinar. And finally, on Thursday, we have a full day of teaching sessions with faculty and staff members here at SU. And in the past, they've been in person. Because of COVID, we will be doing them on Zoom and webinar platforms. And for the first time, we will also have one session per time slot open to the community as well. So that should be really exciting for folks to join in.
And Sharif, why is this critically important that the university keep offering this to the community and offering it to the students and staff at the university? You know, we did this last year. Did we not accomplish what we needed to then? Why make sure this is brought up each year?
Thank you. Well, you know, honestly, it's my personal opinion, but I just feel like we have to continue to, you know, embody and articulate Dr. King's message. And you know, it is, you know, a yearly event, not only in our region, but nationally, as well as, of course, on our campus. But I just think it's important. And, you know, as it relates to athletics, I feel his messages in general in terms of determination, hard work, and fairness are important to adversity. And as you know, we're all dealing with adversity right now with the pandemic.
Well, let's look at sort of some national issues. We'll do that with both of you today. We'll start with Sharif and say, hey, you know, Lawrence's worthless observation is that the insurrection was essentially a whites-only affair, and that's much of the Trump administration's closest followers seem to adhere to that. And again, those are my observations. What's your observation about sort of the state of race in the U.S.? We're all kind of in plain sight right now, how we really are.
That's an excellent question, and I like how you stated that in plain sight. You know, people are angry. People are upset. You know, nationally, I just, you know, personally feel like, you know, we it's important that we all remember that we're people, and that we, you know, we you know, in my opinion, we should want what's best for each other. You know, it's unfortunate. I never thought we'd see some of the things that we're seeing, you know, things that, you know, our grandparents may have seen in their time. But you know, it's important that we, you know, we as a country, I feel like we do the things that we need to do to move forward together.
Amy, the state of race in the nation, we're discussing, your thoughts on that?
Yes, I think, you know, as we have in the history of our nation, we tend to jump to wishes for peace and reconciliation without really stopping first at accountability and just an honest look at the past. And I think until we rectify that, we're going to be stuck in the same cycle. So, you know, you can see that in our own valley as well as nationally. And I think that's where we are, is that it's sort of a time of reckoning where we've been facing the same challenges for so long, and we really just need to come together and face them, face the harsh truths, and then be able to move forward as a nation.
So do you think maybe some of the events in the past year have been creating more division or just revealing it?
My personal response would be absolutely just revealing it. I think of the term reckoning, that things are really coming to a head, and a lot of this has been the daily reality for people of color in our nation. Since the beginning of our nation, there have been harsh realities for people of color, and I think it's just getting to the point where it has boiled over again. This is certainly not the first time in our nation's history that things have boiled over, but I think that the political climate, all of the things that have happened over the last year with the pandemic, have just created this kind of perfect storm. And so now we are revealing what's been lying at the surface for forever.
And in what way will LaTosha Brown help talk about that reckoning, the milestones that we need to put behind us and the progress we need to make?
LaTosha Brown is the co-founder of the Black Voters Matter Fund, which is a civic engagement organization, and she's also an award-winning philanthropic consultant, political strategist. You can find her on the news very often, and her discussion will actually be about who will save American democracy and the role of women and young and people of color voting. And so I think her expertise will shed light on paths forward, which is, again, why we chose her. This is someone who wants to think about the future and how we can move forward together as a nation.
And Sharif, what do you tell students and student athletes and their coaches? How can we move forward? What should every man do?
That's a great question. I think it's important to, one thing I used to tell young people when I coached is, want for your brother what you want for yourself. You know, I imagine the resiliency and hard work and determination and, you know, togetherness, all these things are, you know, pretty much the norm in athletics and instilling values and team culture with young people and going out on play and service and looking to win. But most importantly, we also just want to keep in mind that we're in positions of leadership, and we want to develop our young people. And if they have questions, it's important for us to help them and guide them as much as possible without instilling maybe our ideals onto them. But also, if they say things that we don't agree with, it's important that we also lead them as much as possible and put them in positions to be successful.
Are there any tricks or tips for your student athletes when you say, look, you have to look in the mirror and do some self-examination? Is there any easier way to do that, or key questions to ask?
I don't think it's ever an easy process. Sometimes you have coaches, you have athletics personnel who might have a bit more knowledge than others. Of course, we have Amy here on our campus. There are people who know a lot more than I do about diversity and inclusion, and so it's important to, you know, possibly bring in guest speakers or guide people to the right sources whenever possible. But a lot of times, the most important thing to do is just to be a good listener.
Mm-hmm. Amy, your thoughts on some of these questions that we asked Sharif? We're really just trying to, how do we get to the students and make sure that they do that sort of that self-exam?
You know, I think fundamentally the students that we work with, and this is true for our community members, they are, in their hearts, good people who want to do right. So often our life experiences are so different from others that it takes some education and some knowledge to get to the point where we can be truly empathic and want to, as Sharif was saying, do for our brother. And I think But that is one of my missions on campus and beyond, is just helping to shed light on the truths of others, and to be able to point out areas where there's still oppression, or you might have some privilege, and be able to assist in just making better experiences for your neighbor, for your friends, for your family. And so I think that starting with that foundation, the belief that we all genuinely are good and that we want good for our neighbor, for our brother, is key. And I think that students can really feel that when you're approaching them with a good, positive outlook on who they are. And that has always been really successful for me.
Please invite everyone in the community to zoom in on these upcoming events and activities on campus.
Everybody in the community, we just hope that you will join us this year for our MLK celebrations. You can find links up later this week on SUSQ's website, usqu.edu, and just look up MLK Week. We have great teaching sessions all day Thursday, an excellent conversation with Latasha Brown as our keynote speaker Tuesday at 7 p.m., and, of course, our interfaith service led by our chaplain, Scott Kirshner. We think that we have a lot to offer in these events, and we want everybody to get as much out of them as possible. So please join us. We'd love to see you there virtually.
Sharif, any additional thoughts, something you'd like to add for our conversations?
Thank you. Just want to make sure that we all take a moment today to remember Dr. King and his message, and have as much of a peaceful week as possible, and hope and pray that at some time we'll all get back to our regular lives, and for us in athletics, that we all get back to the playing surface at some point in the future here.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for being on our program this morning. We really appreciate the early call. Sharif Hashim is Director of Athletics at Susquehanna University. Thank you so much for checking in, Sharif. We're very glad to hear you on the radio, and you have an open mic here anytime.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Looking forward to connecting with you again soon.
And Amy Davis, coordinator of the Center for Diversity and Inclusion at Susquehanna University. You two check back in throughout the year and give us progress updates and help us ask harder questions of ourselves. Amy, thank you.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
Do appreciate that. We always give producer credits where appropriate. Amanda O'Rourke from Susquehanna University summoned our two guests and coordinated that interview, so we appreciate that help and hard work.